We are living in the era of influencers, and influencers have become a very big part of our lives. Now, some of us, you might be sitting there thinking, but I don't really, really work with influencers. I don't engage with them. I don't interact with them. I can tell you now that there are many people in your life who influence the decisions you make, who influence the things you talk about when you're with your friends. It's just that you don't refer to them as influencers because the word influencer has garnered a connotation, right? And as a result, some of us don't associate ourselves with being followers of influencers. But if there is a pastor that you like, a pastor that you follow online and you watch all of his material, that pastor is technically an influencer. So it's very important for us to understand what an influencer actually means and what it is. It's not just those young people who have accounts where they talk about games or they talk about makeup or they talk about how to do your hair and how to dress in revealing clothes. Those are not the only influencers that exist in the world. The word influencer, as we've covered in the past, simply means someone who has some kind of influence into your life. Someone who can speak into your life and cause you to act in a particular way. That is a person of influence. So we call them influencers in the modern world to refer to the profession of being an influencer, where you leverage your followers on your social media and you get companies to advertise to those people through you. And that's where the relationship begins. This is where influencers hold the power to make you brand loyal. And how does this relationship work? When you love someone, right? Like many people love Messi, right? Lionel Messi, or they love Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo. There's so many soccer players that are so admired. I know Cristiano Ronaldo has the fastest growing YouTube channel on YouTube right now. And as a result, I mean, it shows you just how many people are in love with this guy. They love him not only just for his sports, but they love him. They will follow him onto any platform. He's now a YouTuber. I mean, this is a soccer player. What does he know about creating YouTube content? But people are there following him and wanting to see what does he have in store for them on YouTube. And that's a very big deal, right? Because it goes to show that when it comes to having a parasocial relationship with influencers, we are loyal to them, and that's basically where the connection is, right? Where the heart of this conversation is. We're loyal to the influencers, and if the influencers introduce us to a brand, when they say, I trust this company, I give them my stamp of approval, we will then become brand loyal to those. I mean, I know there's a brand I use to shave with, right? Because a lot of YouTubers that I watch recommended that brand, right? And some of you are already thinking it's definitely this brand. Now, here's the thing, right? There are so many brand alternatives that I could have bought in South Africa, but I chose to import this brand because of the association that I had with it. And I thought of it as it's quality. It's going to get exactly what I'm looking for. And then it arrived. And I realized that I could have bought so many other alternatives, but that's the power that these influencers have in our lives. This is the power that we give to them when we throw our loyalty at them, right? And this is something that we need to be very conscious of, because all of us need to be on a mission not to become blind consumers, right? Don't consume something simply because an influencer said you should do it. And many of us are guilty of this. Right now, I'm noticing that a lot of young people are just obsessed with Stanley Cups. And even if it's not a Stanley Cup, as long as it's a mug that, an insulated mug that's able to keep beverages cold or hot, and it's big, it's just gigantic. I mean, people are just excited, you know. Unless you're drinking water, anything that you're pouring into a mug that big can be very unhealthy for you, right? Imagine if you're drinking Coke or even a 100% juice. If you're drinking it in a mug like that, it better be throughout the day, unless it's water. But it's very important for us to understand and acknowledge the fact that we're very vulnerable to these influencers. They really, really encourage us or draw our attention towards things that we otherwise would have never gotten. I recently bought a game, which I don't regret, but I was participating in this phenomena, right, of having a parasocial relationship with someone. But I mean, to be fair, it wasn't really a parasocial relationship. It was just, I opened my YouTube, I saw a video about a new game called Tiny Glade, a very relaxing game where you get to build and it's very peaceful. There are no monsters. You don't fight anything. The purpose of the entire game is to build, right? You can build castles, you can build walls, you can build, you know, it's very peaceful. It has these ducks, you can build ponds, you can build roads. It's just a beautiful, peaceful game with a beautiful soundtrack to help you relax. Now, I bought the game because to me, I felt like, okay, this is a game I can play with my partner and her and I can have fun playing this game, right? And that's a very amazing thing. It's exciting for me. We can chat, we can laugh, we can speak about the game, we can decide where to build what, we can dream about the house that we want to own and pretend like we're building that house. But at the end of the day, I was influenced by someone who owns a platform online to buying this game and got excited about it, right? And that's what happens to all of us. I mean, unless you don't live on the internet. But here's the thing. The concept of influencers did not exist only when the internet came into existence. This is a concept that has existed since the times of where landlines were the only ways people could connect, right? I mean, when telegrams were the only ways people could connect. Influencers have always existed, right? Whether it was actors, whether it was singers, whether it was people in sports, those people have always existed. The only thing is now, companies have learned more and more how to capitalize on those individuals. And that's a very, very important thing because now they're on our phones. Now they're on our TVs, on our screens. Now you have friends that reinforce the thing that was said by the influencer because your friends tend to also like the same people that influence you. And then we become this community that talks about the things we consume. And that's not what conversations amongst friends should be centered around, right? Definitely should not be. But the thing I'm trying to get at and in this conversation, right, is the fact that we need to be aware of the fact that influencers have that power over our lives. And this is power that we've given them. And we need to also understand the fact that that power is, it's very important for us to sort of like, you need to measure, you need to keep watch of just how much of that power you give to them. Because sometimes you may find that an influencer may actually encourage you to invest in something, right? In something that actually works to your detriment, where you lose all your money, where you buy a product, you become brand loyal to it. And then it so happens that that company that you're buying from is actually doesn't have good service. And now you've bought this item because you trusted the person who said, go and buy it. This is a real thing that happens to people nearly every day. Right now, a lot of influencers are creating crypto coins, and then they pump them up and tell you to buy them. And you don't realize that if someone is being followed, has a million followers, and he convinces even 10% of those people to invest in his coin, that coin will gain value by virtue of you buying into it. And because he owns it, he's the one who gets rich. And when he decides to sell, to start selling, all of you will start losing your money. And it's been done by so many influencers, the biggest influencers on YouTube, the biggest influencers on Twitch, the biggest influencers on Instagram. I mean, I've heard that right now, one influencer who a few years ago, vowed that he'd never get into cryptocurrencies is now getting into cryptocurrencies. If you're a young person and you're hearing an influencer say that you should invest in their cryptocurrency that they created and that their cryptocurrency is different, I want to advise you, stay as far away as you possibly can from any cryptocurrency, especially created by an influencer. because I can tell you now, it will not take even 5 months until you realize that you made a bad financial decision. It will not even take 5 months because their cryptocurrencies hardly last half a year. That is a common trait. It's very, very common. But I know that's the thing about the influencers we love, right? We always think to ourselves, oh no, but this one is different. But I have to ask you, right? Are you willing to take the risk that this one will be different? Because here's the thing, it's not them, right? It's the nature of consumerism, the nature of cryptocurrencies, the nature of companies. They are not out there to take care of you. They're not doing what they're doing for you. You need to be the one to think for yourself that, hey, is this good for me? And that's what I want to leave you with. Think about it before you buy it. Is this good for me?